Next patient is Eldene Pulver. Eldene is E-L-D-E-N-E. E-L, E as an elephant. E-L-D-E-N-E, Eldene. Pulver is P-U-L-V-E-R, Pulver. Date of birth is 6-7-1941. Date of visit 10-3-23. Please make copy for Dr. Pablo Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, Pablo, P-A-B-L-O, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Paul, thank you for sending Eldene Pulver for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity. Next, respiratory illness. This is a 82-year-old female who has a prior history of smoking, has been short of breath, and has been using a Trelegy inhaler regularly. The patient has had previous pulmonary functions and CAT scans done. And our most recent CT chest was on 6/29/23, which showed a left upper lobe band-like opacity, 1.5 centimeter, suggesting a post-inflammatory scarring. And a follow-up CT was suggested. There was a pleural base nodules in the left upper lobe, measuring up to 6 millimeter, as well as a right lower lobe, 6 millimeter nodule, and severe emphysema. The patient does have a cough, denies some abscesses, fevers, chills, and has no leg swelling. She does have some joint pains and dizzy attacks. Next paragraph, past history has included history of COPD and history for carotid artery stenosis. She has had surgery on her left elbow in August of 22 and left hip replacement in April 23, as well as a left elbow repair in left wrist repair in November last year. Next line, the patient has no history of diabetes. She had coronary artery disease and had a stent placed in 2021 and also had cataract surgery in 2016. The next line, habits of patients smoked a pack per day for 55 years. Alcohol use occasional. Next, allergies to aspirin and Singulair. Next, system review. I'm sorry. Family history, both parents died of heart disease. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleed. She has urinary frequency and flank pains. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no hay fever. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg swelling. No depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily. Nebulized albuterol solution. Um, TID as needed, and Trilogy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff daily. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 100 over 70, pulse 96, respiration 20. Temperature 97.6, weight is 95 pounds, saturation 97. HGNT norms, phallic pupils reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered wheezes in the upper chest with prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, known as to no mama. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, varicosities and mild edema. Reflexes were 1 plus, with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin revealed a few keratotic skin lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is left lung nodules. Number three is history of coronary artery disease. And number four is degenerative arthritis. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest for follow-up of lung nodules. Also, a copy of her most recent PFT will be requested. CBC, CMP, IgE level was ordered, and a TSH. She will use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPRN. And she will also come in for a follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Paul Garcia, Pablo Garcia, I'm sorry, P-A-B-L-O, Garcia, G-A-R-C-A. Yes, G-A-R-C-I-A. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.